This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 45-year-old Mohammed Salomon faces dozens of charges in the Boulder, Colorado firebomb attacks that left 12 people injured, including two who are still in critical condition. ABC's Mola Lenghi is in Boulder with more on who Salomon is.
He was born in Egypt and lived in Kuwait for 17 years before moving to Colorado Springs 3 years ago with his wife and five kids. According to authorities, he confessed he had been planning the attack for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated. Now, the FBI processing evidence seized from his home.
Law enforcement in New Orleans working to verify that video of Antoine Massey, if it's actually him. Massey's one of two escaped inmates still on the run from New Orleans. He claims that video was unjustly jailed and that he didn't break out of jail. He was let out. Convicted killer Grant Hardin's also still on the run. Police say he donned a makeshift guard's uniform and walked out of an Arkansas prison 9 days ago. Police think he's hiding in the Ozarks. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Dozens of retired state and federal judges think the case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan should be dismissed. Dugan faces federal charges for allegedly obstructing ICE agents in April as they tried to detain Mexican immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. A pair of Wisconsin Democrat Congress members visited an ICE detention facility in Dodge County Monday. Second District Representative Mark Pocan said there weren't any ICE officials on location during the visit, and that made getting certain information difficult. Pocan was joined by Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And you can volunteer for the Special Olympics Wisconsin Summer Games to be held Thursday through Saturday on the UW-Whitewater campus. Roughly 300 volunteers are needed for multiple roles throughout the weekend. There's more information at the Special Olympics of Wisconsin website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. Could be some heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible. Our high today, 79. Tonight, down to 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
99.7.
Oh, connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 8:10 on Tuesday morning, June 3rd. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. We want to remind you about a couple of things today. First, the 900 block of Ash Street will be closed today from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. while Gaster performs work on that area, and also East Street is closed at Madison for construction work, and a detour route has been provided. Shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Today's big deal day, half off a 50% off a certificate to Jay's Pub and Grill today until 9 a.m. That's our flash sale. Now, if you want to take advantage of that offer, there's no code required, but you need to purchase that before 9 a.m. this morning, Emily.
That's right. Yep. And it sounds like a really cool place to go. I haven't had a chance to go there yet myself.
It's
but
cool.
I do wonder if they allow you to bring your cats or dogs. Probably not. Not a great segue, but I'm going to go give it a shot anyways. Recently, we were able to find a study that found owning a dog or a cat in 2025 costs way more than people think. So remember this number. The next time your dog poops on the floor, it's going to sting even more.
Ba-doom-tsh. Oh, boy.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, so we're going to go through some of these numbers and what people think they mean, what they mean, and what they actually are. So people were asked how much they think it costs to care for a cat or a dog for 15 years. Remind you right now that I'm at my home studio and I'm surrounded by cat, and dog. And so at this point, if they're listening, they better want to take a hike because this is going to be frightening. For cats, the average answer was $5,735. And for dogs, Whoa. The answer is $8,158. Wow. That's what people think. Now,
that's what they
we're going to fast forward into the real news
that.
Here. What's that?
That's what they think they're spending on pets.
That's what they think they're spending on cats and dogs. The real numbers are more like three times that, maybe more. It depends on the type of food you buy, whether you get lucky with vet bills, and how much you spoil them. many special treats they get, how many fancy toys they get. You know, you can just as well take an old sock and stick like a plastic water bottle inside, or tie a couple socks together, and dogs love that. Or you can go out and buy like a $45 plush toy. So there is some discrepancy here on how you actually manage the money you spend on your pets. But here's a breakdown, folks. We are talking about owning your cat or dog, and now really how much it costs, like as opposed to what people think. So caring for a cat now costs anywhere between $20,000 to $47,000 over the course of that animal's life. That is insane. That is insane. I'm looking at my cat right now, and I love her to death, but good Lord, that is a lot of money. Here we go. And for dogs, you know it's going to be more. $22,000 to just under $61,000 to care for a dog for its entire life. Oh my God. And that's, dogs don't even live as long as cats. So if we let go, I mean, that's just a lot of money. That's an average of at least $1,300 a year for cats and $1,500 a year for dogs. Whew. Okay, they even say something like a rabbit can easily cost over $1,000 annually.
Well, see, that's
now, I don't understand that at all, because every time I go outside, there's all kinds of rabbits hopping around. They're not costing me any money,
rabbits.
And that's just fine.
You can't go and capture those, or you probably shouldn't. That's probably frowned upon.
No, I'm just saying there's plenty to look at. I don't want one in my house.
Right.
And I certainly don't want
one
for a grand a year, that's for sure.
And the cat won't appreciate it either.
No, the dog actually was about to chase a rabbit the other day. I was surprised by that because the rabbits are kind of big already. So, like, the dog and the rabbit, you know, the rabbit ran away because it's not an idiot.
Right.
But, like, still, size-wise, you know, I don't know. There's some competition there. So, personality-wise, though, King definitely takes the cake. So, here's the skinny. We are talking about the cost of owning pets, mainly dogs and cats, and how it's gone up over the years. And also, really kind of how it blows the budget of what we thought in our brains. Like, people were thinking it was, you know, $5,000, $6,000 for cats over the course of their lifetime, and $8,000 or $9,000 for dogs. It's actually 20 to 50, and I'm loose numbering here, but 20 to 50 for cats and 22 to 60 for dogs. So it's way more than we thought. The cost for dogs has gone up about 12% in just the past 3 years, and 19% for cats. Having multiple pets does save a little on a per pet basis, but not a lot. Now, we're not talking about the like cost of our time and taking care of these things. Now,
no,
I don't think that they're thinking about any of that. So, does this mean we're poised? That's right. Does this mean we're poised to start living pet free? Don't count on it. More than 75% of pet owners think their dog or cat is like a family member and a best friend, or their child, or their fur baby.
Oh, yeah.
And then another couple of nice stats here. 24% of dog owners said child, compared to 21% of cat people. That's kind of interesting.
Cat,
I mean, cats, you know, they can be snuggly and sweet and all that stuff, but they're not like dependent on you like a dog. So it doesn't quite feel like a kid. I mean, I don't know. But those are the stats, folks.
A pet for anything in the world, though, either. I think that's the other part of it. Is you have that constant companionship, and typically they're not judging you either.
Right, exactly. It's like, you know, all of us here on the morning show at Civic Media, 99.7 Max FM, and in the entire listening area, and everyone else listening in the app, is kind to everyone. But we do have to say pets are kind all the time. Unconditional love, no judgment, all the things that sometimes waver with humans. Pets are consistently thoughtful, I feel like, and loving and sweet. And sure, they can be needy. Sure, they can take energy, and we spend money on them. But I think I can remember long ago when my first dog that I had as a grown-up, I was, you know, hustling just like every young person and not a lot of money in the bank. And there was times where I definitely bought dog food before food for myself.
Think
about how much you love your pets.
It does. I mean, and I have the dog supervising me in the home studio today, keeping close tabs on me today. Seems to be closer than normal. And if you missed it, when we were talking earlier, unfortunately, I did have a little bit of an accident yesterday. So I did sustain some injuries in that while working on something in our facility. So I am going to be remote for a little while we get everything situated and healed up is the best way to put it. I do want to, again, take a moment and say thank you to all of our listeners. You guys are awesome. Texts coming in and texts on my phone's been blowing up with texts. Thank you, everyone. I got to just mention that again. And thank you to Emily helping with all the extra stuff today, probably the next couple of days, because it's one of those things where it's not as comfortable as I'd like to be. Let's put it that way.
And we are feeling for you, Dave. It sucks to have, life happens, right? Like, injuries happen. It stinks. And you just got to get on the other side of it. But you also need to take it as a moment to give yourself a minute. Slow down. Yes. Let yourself heal. And the best way to do that is let yourself be cared for and sleep. Sleep is it.
Sleep, I mean, it really is the key. Sleep would be good if I get comfortable. That would be key. And I think that's the worst part of this was not being comfortable last night. And so I did sustain a shoulder and arm injury. So you're trying to lay on that or find a way not to lay on it. Not the most pleasant of things. Then you were in a sling for good measure. So
this is where those really fancy, like, armchair recliner deals come in handy, right, where you can, like, be in it and, like, it guys, like, it goes all the way back to, like, laying down and then gets you all the way back up to seating just with, like, a push of a button, chair. Right? That's what you need right now.
Yes,
then you can just kind of sleep.
Yep, exactly.
Sound effects.
The dog would steal that, though. I mean, again, we're talking about the cost of pets. And I look around, he's laying in the chair all sprawled out, so waiting for.
And he already ordered a TV. Oh, no, that was the other dog.
That was the other dog ordered. That was the other dog. Yes.
So, Stout, I'm not giving you permission to order an armchair, but in case you're listening, no. They do, when you're injured or sick or have any kind of anything going on with you, it's crazy how they just rally around you. You know, they'll sit on your lap more. If there's something injured, they won't sit on it, but they'll, like, sit close to it and, like, breathe on it. You know, and they just know. It's really quite incredible. So, you know, oftentimes it has to do with our behavior, but also they are just their sense of smell and their ability to understand body language and even its teensiest little twitches. They know what's going on probably before we do a lot of times.
Most
so I've got some
do.
Back when I was a dog care provider, I took care of quite a lot of dogs, and so I got to hear all the great stories about all the dogs from their families and, you know, got to be friends with the owners and things, and I heard some incredible stories about dogs that and cats that were aware that their owners were, you know, having some kind of internal situation happening. One lady told me the story about her dog curled up around her belly for, like, 2 weeks before she found out she was pregnant, and the dog knew. Like, I mean, just, it's such cool stuff. Yeah, like, that stuff is more common than you think. So being that we're doing the lovey-dovey dog thing and the thinking about wellness today, if you have a fun story about your dog or cat, you know, knowing about something that went on with you before you did or a neat thing that they did like that in their communication, please text us and let us know. We do appreciate you guys texting in. You know, the text to win contest and our portion for the morning is over, ended at 8 o'clock, but you can always text us to say hello, say get well, Dave, and also tell us a fun story about a pet taking care of you. I think that's just a really nice notion, and I've seen it over and over again. I've heard stories about it. It's real, folks. So share your stories. We'd love to hear from you.
Most definitely. Well, Emily, you'll be back at 8:40. We'll talk about some calendar days.
Sounds like a plan. Now take it easy, Dave. We'll talk to you in a minute.
I will. I'm taking it easy today. I'm on my best behavior today. So coming up, we are going to have Tom Cochran. I can read today. You know, Life is the Highway, such a good song. And then we'll have a little bit of Tom Petty. Our break is right here on Max FM.
Love's like a road that you travel on. When there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today. Now like I loved you then. This is the road and these are the hills. From Moses
A misunderstanding once, but now we look it in the eye.
Somehow
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Don't forget, we have our flash sale going on over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Get 50% off a certificate to Jay's Pub and Grill today only during our flash show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Coming up, we'll have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here. Ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Baraboo Concerts on the Square. Every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn. Join them for live music, good vibes, and community fun. They've got new bands this year, plus returning classics, with a summer lineup that has something for everyone. Bring your blanket or lawn chair and bring your friends. Plus, if there's ever rain, they will move it over to the historic Al Ringling Theater. Get the full concert lineup by visiting baraboo concerts.com/schedule or go to Facebook and search Baraboo Concerts on the Square for the entire 2025 summer lineup. Again, these are Thursdays all summer long. It's a June Dairy Month tradition. The 34th annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast is going to be held on Saturday, June 7th at the Narrows Dairy Nolden Family Farm. This is at S419A Buckeye Road in Rock Springs. Morning's going to be filled with great food, entertainment, and the opportunity to see a working family farm. Breakfast and entertainment will run from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Along with a great meal, Alice and Dairyland will be there, plus the Wisconsin Ferris of the Fair, the Cripple Creek Cloggers, and musical group Remember with Randy. Educational exhibits and opportunities to view the farm equipment, cows, and calves will make the dairy breakfast a great opportunity to gain more experience about how important the Wisconsin dairy industry is. Just follow the posted dairy breakfast road signs for easy access to the site, and there is parking on site. Again, this is Saturday, June 7th from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Narrows Dairy Nolden Family Farm in Rock Springs.
It's time to relax, enjoy some extra sunshine, and bring your family to Baraboo's Concerts on the Square. This Thursday evening, enjoy the first event of the season, the Community Concert Band, in front of the courthouse in downtown Baraboo. Music starts at 7. Baraboo Concerts on the Square provides family-friendly music and fun for everyone. Sponsorship information and more can be found at baraboo concerts.com. Baraboo's Concerts on the Square, providing community through music.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Reds at Great American Ballpark for game two of a three-game series. Milwaukee winning their eighth in a row last night, 3-2 over the Reds with help from the bullpen. Rob Zastrzynski, Abner Uribe, and Trevor McGill. Pat Murphy says he needs a good performance from Freddie Peralta tonight to give that bullpen some rest like last week against Boston.
The Priester DL Hall game plus the off day gave us a little bit of a blow. Now here we are again with those three guys going back to back, which puts us in a bind, but you know, they've come through.
NFL, Packers OTAs continue in Madison. Former running back James White, who won three Super Bowls with the Patriots, was back in Madison over the weekend, named as an inductee into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame.
You know, being around some of the guys that, you know, some of my former teammates, Travis Frederick, Melvin was here, and you know, he kind of brings back those memories. Yeah, it's definitely cool to be back here.
That's former Badger James White with sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. Could be some heavy rain, too, with a half inch to an inch or more possible. Our high today, 79. Tonight, down to 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
It's all fun and games.
Till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7. Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. And we make that. We have a few technical things going on. All right, we're good. So, yeah, we're having some fun today. So, morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. All right, shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get half off a $25 certificate to Jay's Pub and Grill, just $12.50 till 9 a.m. today. So, no code required for that. A couple hour quick housekeeping things to be aware of. The 900 block of Ash Street is closed until 6:30 p.m. All gas or asphalt prepares some work in that area. And also, East Street at Madison, detour route while some work is going on there as well. And the Baraboo Police Department also has posted, if you took the free kayaks from the 200 block of Blake Street around 6 p.m. yesterday, they'd like you to contact Officer Conley. There may have been a mix-up in the address of the kayaks that they were picked up from. You can contact the non-emergency number, 608-356-4895. So again, if you happen to pick up some kayaks in a 200 block of Blake Street, sounds like there's a little bit of a mix-up, please get a hold of Officer Conley at the Baraboo Police Department. Emily, a few things going on this morning.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm confused by the free kayak thing. Like, there's free kayaks to be picked up in the Baraboo area?
Well,
let me know all about that. I want to know.
Well, there's apparently some free kayaks, but they didn't pick them up from the right location is what I'm gathering. So,
somebody got lucky. Hopefully they fixed that mix up, because I'm sure somebody wants the free kayaks and somebody else is missing their non-free kayaks.
Right.
Kayaks are fun. I love to kayak, especially around there. That's a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but yeah, it sounds like there was a little bit of a mix-up. So, please.
Well, thank goodness for live radio. We can bring that to the attention to the community that there's a kayak shenanigan happening right now, and I'm sure it's not intentional. It's just an accident, but it's still kind of. We'll get it straightened out. They'll get it straightened out there.
Yes,
that's what communication's all about. Kayaking is a good way to get around in all of our waterways that we are so lucky to be near. Non-motorized transportation is more important than we think. So today is also European Bicycle Day. We are bringing it around to calendar days, and we are...
All right, I think we lost
excited
you.
Are in the nicest.
There we go. You still there with us, Emily? All right, I think Emily may be having a little bit of a technical
difficulty. I'm still here.
You're breaking up just a little bit. You were talking about World Bicycle Day. Right next, I saw World Cider Day. Gather your friends and pour a few pints and enjoy the familiar Christmas of delicious cider. So that sounds tasty this morning. And I think they're talking about the adult beverage kind of cider this morning, not just the regular apple cider. So that looks good.
Oh, you're talking about hard cider, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely. That's what that picture looked like to me. Was hard cider.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good-looking glass of cider. It's, like, totally golden and lovely. You could have a cider while you're on your bicycle. No, don't do that. That's dangerous. Well,
yes,
if you have a cup holder. No. Riding a bicycle without training wheels is the first challenging physical activity we mastered. That's what it sounds like according to this. It is World Bicycle Day. So the Europeans aren't just celebrating it. It is all over the world. So definitely, everybody, love your bicycle. I just got a new one. It's not brand new. It's a new used, and I just love it. It's beautiful. like this one, Repeat Day. Repeating can be a wonderful thing, especially when it involves an activity we love. So I do like that. I think that that goes with the ideas of like tradition, also just like having kind of a schedule with yourself. So if you have like a process that you go through in the morning to get ready, or like to get yourself ready for bed, or like a certain time of day you take the dog for a walk, repeating that behavior throughout your day can be really something grounding and something that you look forward to. So I do appreciate that. I never really thought of it as like repeating. I guess it's more like, yeah,
right.
But it is. It's great. Yeah.
It is
like
great.
The morning show. It's not always the same, but we do have some of the same things that we like to touch on, like calendar days, even though they're always different. They still kind
and
of
our
are a fun tradition.
Sales and our ways to win.
Yep.
Cash or other things,
so, giving away cash, that's repeated every
thing.
Couple of months. It's super awesome.
Yeah. It's also
one thing
national...
I like that isn't getting repeated all the time is macaroons. They're mostly different. My kids are crazy for those things. Chocolate macaroon day is today, though. So those things in the picture, I don't even, I can't even begin to understand what is, like, where do you even start eating that? It's so delicious looking.
Right. It looks good, you know. And it's also Insect Repellent Awareness Day. So something very important in the state of Wisconsin as we begin our other season outside of construction season, it's mosquito season.
It is. Those are the unofficial state bird of Wisconsin. So,
yes, they are.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan. If you want to have less mosquitoes in your yard and you're not worried about other pests, let those spiders be and let those bats be. They will take care of it for you.
Yeah, just saying. Exactly. And it's also
that's what nature's for. Absolutely. Let's see what else we got here,
National
Dave. Well, the
egg
big
day.
I was gonna say the big one is National Egg Day. There's picture of this really cute little egg with a little smile on its face. And I have to say I eat eggs almost every morning and they are so good for you and they are so plentiful. I know that there's been a bit of a shortage and expense when it comes to eggs, but you know, living in the rural areas, there's a lot of farm stands. So hit up those guys and those women and make sure that you're, you know, going ahead and giving it back to the community because they have a lot of eggs to sell and people want eggs. And if you go natural and rural, like, you know, using your neighbors for the eggs that they're selling, I think that everybody wins. So that's definitely a thing around town and around the rural areas for sure.
Farm fresh eggs are really good. I mean, there's just a little bit different flavor to them. And you don't even realize it until you've had them. You're like, these are really tasty. So I really enjoy them when you see them around and may see them at the farmer's market tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square, right in front of the Weikert Great Day building on Oak Street. You know, fruits, vegetables, there'll be some plants out there. I know there's going to be some bread and some cookies, and I hear maybe some peach cookies maybe tomorrow. Of course, I won't be able to get there for them, so I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to finagle peach cookies tomorrow.
Someone might have to do a peach cookie run.
Well, that would be cool. I would be forever indebted on that one, because when I saw that there was going to be peach cookies here, I'm like, I got to get some of those. So that would be good. So
So listeners out there, if anyone's, you know, feeling like running around tomorrow, you can support the farmer's market and support Dave Grant, who's a bit laid up, by bringing him some peach cookies. I'll probably reach out to Wendy and she can help make that happen. So I'm assuming people are around to help.
I actually have somebody in the home studio keeping tabs on me and the dog this morning. So been good. Very fortunate to get some extra family help with that one. So again, I do want to take a moment and say thank you to everyone. I can't stress that enough. You all have been awesome. Our listeners are awesome. Those texts that came in this morning, you guys almost got me to cry, by the way. That doesn't happen often. So thank you to everyone that texted in on the text line or texted me directly, Messenger, and however else everyone was reaching out to me this morning. I definitely felt the love. I'll be back to normal, hopefully sooner than later. Definitely not going to be doing anything super exciting for the next few days, though. So,
nope, you're going to take it easy, Dave. That is instructions from your fake boss here on the morning show. That's me. So,
I was gonna say my back work to bed. Wife,
fake boss, work wife, you know, all the things.
Yeah,
co-host,
all the things.
It's all works, partner.
Yes.
But we got you. We want you to feel better. So, it's time for us to sign off as the morning show host for today. Take it easy, Dave. Get some sleep. Try your best to just, you know, clear your brain, because if you get all stressed out, then you won't be good at healing. So we are thinking of you and feeling for you, man.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it, family. Thanks so much for being here. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at BaraboobankBank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey Baraboo, it's Craig from the Baraboo Fresh Market, and summer savings are heating up. This week, fire up the grill with certified Angus beef boneless chuck roast, just $5.49 a pound, or sizzle some top sirloin steaks at $6.99 a pound. Need a crowd pleaser? Pick up whole pork butts for just $1.99 a pound. Cool down with Blue Bunny ice cream or frozen yogurt, just 2 for $7. Top it off with juicy California peaches or nectarines, only $2.29 a pound. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, open 4 a.m. to midnight. Shop smart, eat fresh, only at Baraboo Fresh Market.
XL Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Going on now, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.